We begin this week with a major announcement from the World Health Organization, which has declared an international public health emergency over an accelerating outbreak of a new variant or clade of monkeypox or mpox in Africa. The viral infection, which is a close relative of smallpox and causes a painful, blistering rash, swollen glands and high fevers, has been gathering momentum in Central Africa, chiefly in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Alarmingly, this new clade, which seems to spread more efficiently, also has up to a 10% mortality rate, which is 20 times higher than the variant that caused an international outbreak 2 years ago. It's already spread to neighbouring African countries, and Sweden announced that they'd picked up a case in a returning traveller this week. I spoke to Maria van Kerkhove, who's Director of Emerging Infection at the World Health Organization, to ask her how she sees the situation evolving.
So the situation with mpox, we're seeing an upsurge in cases across Africa, and in particular in DRC and some neighboring countries. The concern that we have is that we have this new clade called clade 1B, which we know is more severe than clade 2, which was responsible for the global outbreak that occurred between 2022 and 2023, which was brought under control in many parts of the world. This clade 1B is more severe. And we have seen a rapid increase in cases in eastern DRC. We've seen different modes of transmission, primarily through sexual contact. And we know that this virus is circulating in sexual networks. And it requires a really comprehensive, precise response to bring that under control. Our director general declared a public health emergency of international concern, which is the highest alarm that we have over this upsurge in cases of mpox.
In policy terms, what does that declaration mean? What action does that translate into on the part of countries around the world?
Well, what it does is that it triggers our member states, all countries of the world, to really escalate their attention to this and escalate their response. Mpox is very different than COVID. The way that mpox is transmitting is this contact-to-contact, physical contact. And what is alarming is around the sexual contact that we've seen. And once this virus gets into sexual networks, it's difficult to control, but it can be controlled. And I think what we need from our member states, from countries, is to really focus on, first of all, understanding the epidemiology, what's actually happening on the ground, increase surveillance, support patients who have mpox, make sure that we do contact tracing so we could prevent the onward spread through risk communication, through targeted measures in at-risk groups, working with our civil society partners, working with non-governmental organizations, working with local partners to make sure those messages that are actually out there to prevent the onward spread. And we also want to see governments work together to use medical countermeasures like diagnostics, therapeutics, vaccines in a targeted way, preventing spread, preventing deaths in the most at-risk groups in these key countries.
What's our vaccine capacity like? Because when this came along in 2022, obviously different clade, but the same vaccines are going to work. There was a problem initially with scale up. Has that been solved, or are we still facing a shortfall of vaccine?
We're still facing challenges on the vaccine front, but I do want to emphasize that vaccines are one intervention. There are so many other interventions that we can additionally use, like I mentioned before, related to the risk communication materials. We saw mainly this clade 2 outbreak, this global outbreak, be brought under control through communities, through risk communication and preventative measures. Vaccines were very helpful, but vaccines weren't really what brought it under control. In the current situation, which is driven by this clade 1B, we will use vaccination as part of the response, but we do see some challenges in terms of supply. We are working through our medical countermeasures group to be able to pull together partners, manufacturers, countries that have vaccines that want to donate those vaccines, or working with manufacturers on the supply to be able to pull that together to understand the numbers of vaccines that are available, when they expire, how we can set up an allocation mechanism based on risk and need to really deal with equity here. But it is a challenge.
Is the World Health Organization, therefore, by its response, concerned that we are going to see effectively outbreaks in other satellite parts of the world that are connected by travel to this place in Africa. We've already got a case in Sweden being declared now. That's good. It shows the system is working. It's being picked up. But is that the main worry here, that we're going to see this almost endemicizing elsewhere around the world if this gets away from us?
The main concern we have is in Africa. And what we are seeing is certainly an escalation and an upsurge, an expanding outbreak. These viruses don't respect borders. They travel in people. And there's a lot that we can do to focus the support on individuals to make sure that they have the right information to protect themselves from getting infected. That's one of the key things we need to do right now, is to ensure that people have accurate information. They know where to get care, they know how to get tested, and they know how to prevent the onward spread. Certainly, we could see cases popping up in other parts of the world. But as you said, this is showing that the surveillance system is in place. There's no reason why this clade one would become endemic in other parts of the world. What we really need to do is put the resources at the source, support the countries in doing what they are, so that this expanding outbreak can start to retract. And we can do that through a combination of effective measures.
The WHO's Maria van Kerkhove there. Some commentators are actually predicting that it will only be a matter of time before the UK detects cases here too. We'll keep you posted.